Fine. How are
Paul
you?
Paul Schneider from Heber City.
I'm Chuck Child.
Chuck, did you serve on the B-17?
I flew 37 missions as a pilot on it.
God, thank you so much for your service. That's just
great. I was in combat on this baby.
Oh, man. Yeah. And we just had 3 hours from Heber City, Utah, and it was like this thing comes alive. It's just great.
It's the queen of the sky.
It is. It's such just big like control it. Courses.
All like it. It's beautiful.
Well, thank you so much for your service. Well, we appreciate it.
There were a lot of us. Are you on the crew?
I'm part of the Heber City crew, so we just sort of ferried here, and we're going to deadhead back to Heber City, so we just hitchhiked. So the crew is actually right over there. So I am a member.
Thanks. Tell me about the tires.
Yeah, what we did when we'd come around, and we'd check the props, and then we go kick the tire, and then we go in.
You kick the tire?
Oh, yeah, always kick the tire.
You want to kick this one?
Sure, I'll kick it. That's exactly what we did.
Okay. And then we watch the propellers. Don't look between the propellers. We can do this here. Why don't we just talk here? You're Chuck Childs?
Yes.
And what did you do in World War II?
I was a B-17 pilot. I flew 37 missions. I flew 20 lead missions and 7 squadron missions, and I was a lead pilot.
And then you also, well, first of all, was there competition between the B-17 and the B-24, was it?
I instructed in the B-24, and the difference between them is this is the queen of the sky.
Why?
The 24 would hunt, and if you crash land in water, it'd sink, and This was the airplane to fly.
Was it a sturdier plane?
Oh, definitely.
What made it that way?
They made it that way. So Boeing's made it.
It was just built better?
Built better.
Okay. Yeah. You didn't plan on getting into flying, though. You started in the infantry, right?
I started out as a machine gunner in the infantry. Then I wanted to fly, and I didn't want to be in a foxhole, so I just went ahead and started flying. I was already learning to fly when Pearl Harbor happened.
Right.
And that's when I got started.
And you did a lot of training of pilots first, but then you eventually flew.
I was a instructor pilot in B-17 and B-24s.
What was it like flying? I've spoken to infantrymen who fought in Europe. I've never spoken to flyers. Well, actually, I spoke to a guy who was with the Royal Air Force. What was it like flying this over Europe?
What was it like flying in combat?
Yeah.
It was hell. It was a lot of flak. Awful lot of fighters. It was a mess.
Did you ever, I'm presuming on those 37 flights, did you ever incur some damage on the plane?
A lot of damage. I lost my engineer got killed. I had my co-pilot wounded, my radio operator wounded, and base gunner wounded.
What about you?
I come through.
Wow. Blessed, huh?
Yeah. The man upstairs was watching over me, so everything was fine.
What does it feel like now coming here and seeing this plane? There aren't too many around anymore.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Yeah. Look at it. Look how it shines. And, of course, this airplane was never in combat, but it's still, they really got it fixed up nice.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's just a feeling that's hard to explain to anybody because, you know, this was my life, and that was my airplane, and it saved me, brought me home. It's queen of the skies, beautiful, beautiful airplane.
What was the feeling? I think I told you, a friend of mine just passed away last Monday in a small plane, and I spoke to him just a few days before he died, and he learned to be a crop duster 6-7 years ago, and he said, you know, I get up in the morning. I can't wait to get up in the morning and go flying. Mm-hmm. Is that the way you felt?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing like being up there.
What's it like? Describe it to me. You're up in the air.
Well, on your way up there, you're touching God. That's where you're at. You're just all by yourself. And peace, quiet. You're just with God. That's the only thing I can say.
And God must have been with you to make it through all those flights.
All the way.
And then you did the Berlin Airlift.
I was a pilot on the Berlin Airlift. I flew 196 times into Tempelhof carrying coal for the starving and freezing people, and I never had to turn around. regardless of the weather. We flew an awful lot of instruments going into Berlin in the wintertime. I never had to turn around. I just kept going.
What about it? You said you were also in Korea?
I flew in Korea.
What did you fly in Korea?
I was dropping paratroopers and tanks and trucks and stuff like that.
So you were flying a bigger plane?
I was flying a C-119.
Okay. Is that like a C-130, only...
No.
No?
C-119 is a twin engine.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we'd open up the back and kick them out, kick all those kids out. That was a bad feeling. I knew where they were going to land.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was tough, yeah.
What would you like people to remember about this plane?
That it saved the world. This is just, without the B-17s, we won the war. I can't say that against the men that won the war on the ground, but if we hadn't been for the B-17s and dropping bombs and knocking out all the targets, you know, oil refineries, plane factories, railroad yards. Well, if we won the war. That's my feelings. And I'm proud of it.
I spoke to a guy in the RAF a few weeks ago at a World War II vets luncheon, and he was the nicest little kind of sweet, shy guy. You never think he was in a plane, but he was a fighter pilot. He flew Spitfires. And he was just, oh, I love doing the practice dogfights and real combat. And he said, and even though it was, basically he said he did it because in order to survive, either he killed somebody else or he died. So that was his mindset. I know a lot of people come back from, I was in the Marine Corps, but I didn't go into combat. I know a lot of people come back with guilt about what they did. Did you ever have an issue with that afterwards?
Well, I know that I killed a lot of people. But Hitler put those targets right in the middle of the city. We had targets that we bombed, and then there were people around the targets, you know, that lived around. Well, they got killed, but that was war.
Yeah.
Hitler, that's where he put his targets. He put people around the targets. We had to bomb the targets. I often thought about it, but, you know, it was a duty, and it's what I had to do. So... That was my duty.
How long do you think these planes can keep flying? Or
as long as these guys can keep them in the air. As long as you can keep these planes in the air, they're going to fly.
Okay, I got a last question related to another story I'm going to be doing. I'm going to do a story for July 4th about uniforms, military uniforms. Through the years in this country, Custer Courthouse has a display going. And what I wanted to ask you is, what did it feel like wearing the uniform that you wore?
Well, it was a proud thing. We were military. We were proud of it.
Uh-huh.
And I was proud to wear that uniform.
Did you get a different feeling wearing the uniform as opposed to being in civilian gear?
I went into service in 1940. I was just a kid. And the uniform to me was something. I was proud of that. I came from Depression years, so I didn't have what you might call much civilian clothes to wear.
Finally, a good set of clothing, right?
And it was free.
Right. Okay. Anything you would say to young folks today with regard to serving in the military?
Well, firstly, they better be proud of this country because we're not out of it yet, and we might need them. And when the time comes, I hope that they come forward with patriotism and do what we did.